I've worked with a guy called Gosh Dereal, and he's from Zimbabwe. He's on Spotify. He's doing quite well, actually. We did a song called Daddy Kate, which is dedicated to his father who'd passed away, unfortunately. So I've worked with him, and then I've worked with a rapper, a UK rapper called NA, and we did kind of like a praise song, but she does kind of a lot of hip-hop and things like that, so she's also on social media. And I have worked with a gentleman called Mike P. Fitzpatrick in the USA. He did like a soul song with me called Everything I Need, and yes, and I've got another collaboration coming up with a gentleman in the USA who's actually doing quite well on the Billboard charts for jazz music.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, that's going to be a really nice project to do with him. Mm. And a young gentleman actually not from him in Brentwood, who is also looking to collaborate with me on something. I think he said it was electronica, or yeah. Electronic kind yeah. of music. So yeah, I love to work with different artists, young and old. So
yeah
it's nice. It's it's nice to collaborate.
What's, as you are from Birmingham originally, what's the best thing about living in Essex?
Oh, well, I'm finding new things all the time, actually, in Essex. I'm just finding that people really, I mean, don't get me wrong, there is an appreciation for music in Birmingham, but it seems to be slightly different here. Everyone seems to enjoy different types of music, and it doesn't matter what kind of music that is. And, even when I've gone out and performed, you know, I've been welcomed so much, and it's been a really friendly, pleasant experience for me. Mm. So I think just their enjoyment of music and their reaction to it, the positive reaction, has been really, really nice. I love Essex anyway. I've been here a few times because I live near the sea, which I absolutely wonderful. Adore.
Yeah.
And I have loads of people even from Birmingham coming to see me just to, you know, spend time down here because it's really nice and relaxing. Yeah. So I think it's a break from the hustle and bustle of big city life for me that I really, really enjoy.
So you made a mistake there, moving by the sea. That's always. I'll come down and see you. I haven't seen you for 10 years. Why are you coming down to my house by the sea?
No, it's nice. What? It's nice because I even discover things that I've never even, you know, knew existed in Southend. It's got a lovely jazz community down there as well. So yeah.
Now, what song of yours are you most proud of? And can you quote any? So I should have asked you this off air. Can you quote your best lyric? Because I know that every writer goes, "Where did that come from?" And you're like, "Oh, it's a really good lyric there." So, what's the song for you that you're most proud of? And what lyric would you say you went, "Oh, that's fantastic"?
Ooh, I don't know. From can I pick one? Does it have to be one?
It could be two. It could be two. Two of the ones that you're really, really proud of.
I think I'm proud of, let me see. I like this song, Lift Your Hands Up. Mm. I think it's because if you view a lot of my other songs, they are pretty much about my faith. And it's nothing wrong with that. But I think I was more talking about the situations in life that occur. So I think for me, it's just, you know, and I've used some of my cousin's vernacular because he's, we're all kind of from the Caribbean. But you know them ones where you're running on empty, have no more energy left, you need a break. And I think a lot of people can kind of connect with that, yeah. Especially, you know, I've worked through the pandemic themselves as well. A lot of people felt really exhausted. And I think I'm proud of trying to kind of create that kind of song where, you know, people can relate to those situations. The other song that I like is called Without God, Where Would I Be Without His Love For Me. And that to me is as much as simple as it is. It's just reflection of, you know, basically where I'm at with my faith. And, you know, it's just very simple. Even the lyric itself and the melody is just very simple. I'll sing it for you. Without God, where would I be? Without His love for me. that he was all I need. So yeah.
Oh, you're so good. Your voice is gorgeous.
Thank you.
And you know, if you're listening out there, you know how we're just in the studio, and I knew as soon as Priscilla came in and she started singing, I was like, she doesn't really need to rehearse anything, just come in and just do it, just nail it. And I've had people in here that have been, I remember I was saying the other day, there was one quite a famous guy from a band, and he had to run through all the songs 4 times.
Wow.
He was in here hours. Yeah.
Nerves can really get you. They can. It's happened to me before. I wouldn't say, you know, I've been like this all the time, but especially at the beginning, yeah, when I started singing, so it was very, you know, nerve-wracking.
I think
it can happen to the best of us.
So if people want to find out more about you, and they are you on Spotify, iTunes, have you got physical copies of your albums?
Yeah, so I'm on everything really. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Spotify. In terms of where to get the music, so I'm on Spotify, I'm on iTunes, I'm on Amazon. I go through a distribution called CD Baby, and they kind of filter out through various things. So you'll find that I'm on Deezer and all the other platforms.
Yeah, and also you're on Instagram and Facebook as well. And
that's correct.
I will put all the details up online, so you can find Priscilla's work as well. Priscilla, I'll get my words out correct. Does your name get shortened to anything?
It does.
I don't
want to
know.
It does, yeah. My mum used to call me P,
yeah,
or Sil. My dad used to call me Pris. I get called Sil or Silla. But yeah, generally I prefer Priscilla, to be fair.
Sorry, I wasn't going to short you name. I'm not going to short you name.
I've been called Felicia for whatever reason, but nothing, it's not even similar.
No, that's not, no way. Now, the track I'm going to end on is another one of your tunes called I Love You. Mm-hmm. So tell us about this track.
Okay, so I Love You is basically just a song of testimony. Again, just about God's love, and in fact, it's me telling God that I love him, and for all the good things that he's done. Because I think through life, you know, I can really appreciate that, you know, we're only here for a certain amount of time, aren't we? Mm. And so I'm thankful for every single day that I have, and for every blessing that comes to me. I mean, this is a blessing in itself, just to, you know, be able to be here and share my music. And so it's just a song of thanks.
Wonderful to meet you.
Thank
a
you
great
very much.
Voice. What a fantastic talent. And this is Priscilla Bailey with I Love You. Thanks very much for coming in.
No Thank problem. You. Thank you.
Here we go.
I love you so much.